And she'd wait to get out, huh?
She busted a goal, what a vintage yard. She radical snark, oh, but a bit of Siam kun, radicunda. Giddy go, Ran Kijai, Rindavan Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Navadip Dam Kijai, Jacob the Sami Kijai, Ibunamai Kijai. She might be last day, the Kijai, some of the Bakta, Rindavan Kijai. Go, Pramananda, Giddy go. All glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hare. So, Om Maganath Miranda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Taksun and Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, this is not a Vyas Puja ceremony. This is a mundane birthday party. Hey, lights, camera, action. What up with the lights? There we go. Thank you. We just want to create an atmosphere of darkness or something? Krishna, Surya, Sama, Maya, and the car. Krishna is the light, Maya's darkness. What? Why do you want to turn the lights out?
No, they made a mistake. They must have been.
Oh, okay. So, Om Ganatim and Andrasha, Ganatim and Shmakaya, Chakshur, and Meditam, Yenitas, Maisha, Ganatimaha. So, just a few words about one of Prabhupada's instructions that is the hardest to follow. Can anyone think of which instruction Srila Prabhupada is the hardest to follow? Hey, how did you get that one? First guess, got it right. So we're going to speak a little bit about that. How to cooperate, and how to love the devotees, how to work together as a team in Krishna consciousness. And we're going to discuss that in relationship to the three different types of devotees. We talked about this earlier today, not in such great depth. So, as we know, that there's three different types of devotees, general categories. Of course, there's other categories. But there's the Kanishtha Adhikaris, the Majjhima Adhikaris, and the Uttama Adhikaris. So we're going to talk about the difference between the three types of devotees. So the Kanishtha Adhikari is sometimes called Vaishnava Praya, he's almost a devotee. And the reason for that is he doesn't have much faith. And also, he believes Krishna is in the temple, and outside of the temple, no Krishna. Just me. Like we were quoting before, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam Me. Oh, nice to see you. Okay, so that's a Kanishtha Adhikari, and he doesn't have much faith. He can be talked out of Krishna consciousness. Someone can come to him and say, "My dear sir, aren't you afraid of going to hell? Join us, you know, another group like the Christians or Allah Akbar. You know, join us." You can be talked out of anything. Or there's no God. It says so in the Darwin Sanghita. You know, Darwin? You've heard of Darwin before? You've never heard of Darwin before?
Oh, yeah.
I said Darwin Sanghita. You know, the Darwin, you understand, evolution and all that of those nice things. And or the scientists say this. So he can be talked out of religion, he can be talked into a different religion, he can be talked to have faith or no faith very easily. All he has to do is run into someone outside of the temple. So that's a Kanishtha Adhikari. God's in the temple, and as far as everyone else, they're just dog. You understand? God's not in everyone's heart. And therefore, I can do any damn thing I please outside of the temple. In the temple, I'll be very religious. Outside, it doesn't matter. I can break all the principles. I just won't do it in the temple room. So, that's a Kanishtha Adhikari. And he's almost a devotee. And then you have a Majjhima Adhikari, who has firm faith. He cannot be dissuaded from the process of Krishna consciousness. And he may not have all the knowledge of the scriptures so he can quote all the different verses in the Bhagavad Gita, but at least he has firm faith, and also he understands that God is in everyone's heart. We're going to talk about this in a second. And as a result of understanding that God is in everyone's heart, he interacts with different living entities differently. Like, for example, he worships God, obviously, just like the Ganesh Tathagata. But he makes friends with the devotees. He helps the innocent. He serves the people who are more advanced. And those who are envious, he avoids like the plague. Like they have the flu or something like that. He doesn't hate them. Some people have this misconception that a Majjhima Adhikari hates the envious. He doesn't. But he knows, you know, I can't deal with them. Because if he dealt with them, he wouldn't have all the arguments to deal with them. And they would pollute his mind. He wouldn't fall down, but he would just be a little bit confused. So that's it. Majjhima Adhikaris. And a Uttama Adhikari. And do we have any in this room? Raise your hand if you're an Uttama Adhikari.
No? Yusuf Maharaj.
No. I'm less than a Kanishna. Anyway, so I'm not even Adhikari. I'm a sannyasi. The household is Adhikari, right? Krishna Chandra Das Adhikari. I'm a swami. Swami means someone who wants to be the master. Ishwara ham aham bhogi siddho ham balavan sukhi. That's the definition of swami. So, I'm perfect, powerful, happy, and I have all the anarthas. Anyway, so that, but I'm not here to talk about me. So there's Uttama Adhikari, of course, has firm faith in Krishna, knows the Shastras perfectly, sees Krishna everywhere, and he doesn't preach. Now, the reason he doesn't preach is not because he doesn't have compassion. It's just that he's so much absorbed in the leelas of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, that he just closes his eyes. He has a spiritual television. It's like today we were talking about to devotees, they wanted to download some movies from the internet. So he can download some movies from Krishna's internet. Yeah, instead of YouTube, KrishnaTube. So he can watch any pastime of Krishna he wants. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said this pure devotee has a spiritual television in his heart. So he can tune in, let's say tonight, of course, if someone here was a pure devotee, they could say, I'd like to see the Sita being kidnapped by Ravana tonight. Okay, turns on the channel. Wow, this is really interesting. And then he turns on another channel. Oh, there's a Gopi channel. There's the Nrisimha channel. Not a good bedtime story. Okay, so let's do it. So he can pick whatever channel he wants and watch. It's pretty interesting. Because Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana Indasanthak Shadaiva Vridiyeshu Vilokiyanti Yam Shaima Shandrama Chinchaguna Swarupam Govindamani Purusham Tamahambhajami. Because his heart and eyes, he has spiritual sense. His eyes are tinged with the salve of love of God, so he sees Krishna everywhere. And he's able to see Krishna's intimate past. I'm just like, of course, you have the story of Srinivas Acharya. I think everyone's heard of Srinivas Acharya. One time, he was in trance for several days looking for Srimati Radharani's like anklet or toe ring or something like that. And his wife, he was getting very worried. You know, her husband's sitting there, hasn't eaten, barely breathing for about 4 or 5 days, with a big smile on his face. And his wife is just going, what's happening with my husband? He's going to die. So, fortunately, she didn't just shake him, you know, come out of it, Prabhu. She called for his associate, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and said, you know, find out what your guru is doing. So Ramchandra Kaviraj sat next to his guru, and he went to the same pastime as his guru. So when the pure devotee pictures something, it's not just like imagination. You know, we have many things we imagine. Every night we have all these dreams, and during the day it's another dream for 100 years, as Prabhupada said, daydream, night dream. It's just like we dream that we're in New Zealand. Are we in New Zealand? No, the body is in a place we call New Zealand, That's just a label of the place. The body's here, but I'm not here. I'm transcendentally situated, although I'm identifying with this place, but I'm not here. So we dream. This is a daydream. And I dream I'm a sannyasi sitting here in a seat. And then when I go to sleep, I forget all about that, and I just become a bird flying in the air. So. Or something. Isn't it? We have some dreams. There's a monster chasing after me. That's all right. And so that's, Prabhupada said, that's the night dream and the daydream. Mm. So when the devotee has some vision, I mean, some people ask me about the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that Sanatana Goswami's book about Gopi Kumar and some, another story about Narada Muni. They say, did it really happen? Of course it happened. Because when the pure devotee visualizes something, that's happening. It's not just like, you know, William Shakespeare or someone like that, or, you know, Lucas having the Star Wars images, or the Avatar movie or something like that. It actually happens. So, anyway, so Ramchandra Kaviraj sits down next to his guru, and he goes into the same pastime as his guru, and they're both looking for what Radharani lost, and they both find it. And they come out of the trance together. And not only that, but many times they would bring things out of the trance. Try doing that. Of your dream. Did you ever dream and bring something out of your dream? You know, you dream. Sometimes I dream of gold, but, you know, there's no gold when I wake up. And sometimes I say, why did I wake up? That was so nice, that dream. I was dreaming I was a devotee. You know? Anyway, so... So, but they brought stuff out. You know, sometimes they come back with flower garlands like that from the spiritual world. And sometimes they come back with, you know, the scent of Krishna's lotus feet or whatever, the spiritual world. And this is, it's reality. It's reality. That's what a Paramahamsa Uttamadhikari is. And so, you know, and I don't think, you know, any of us can claim to be, maybe some of you, who can claim to be on that level. And so the Paramahamsa Uttamadhikari doesn't preach because he's so absorbed. But sometimes he actually, I mean, he always has compassion. And sometimes Krishna sort of says, hey, come out of that trance and preach a little bit. So, just like there's that story of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur where he was, had vowed to chant 1 billion names of Krishna. And he was sitting in the hut in Mayapur, Sridhar Mayapur. And he was so absorbed that he didn't even fix the roof that was leaking above his head. And in Mayapur, it rains quite a bit. I mean, he held that umbrella. And that's what he did for, like, years. And he was experiencing so much ecstasy. And yet, at a certain point, Lord Chaitanya said, hey, go out and preach. What are you doing sitting here in the hut? So that's what impels an Uttama Adhikari to actually come and act as if he were a Majjhima Adhikari. That Krishna just pushes him. So sometimes people say that Krishna doesn't have any compassion. Krishna has so much compassion. Hey, Krishna, according to Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, as we hear. Krishna is overwhelmed with compassion. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna actually becomes the spiritual master of Gopa Kumar, Jayanta. You know the story? Becomes the spiritual master of Gopal Kumar just to save him. You know, Krishna incarnates and he becomes a guru and he just... It's such an interesting story, the Gopal Kumar story. He runs into him along the Jamuna, then he gives him this mantra. He said, just chant this mantra and everything will be perfect. And he gives him the Gopal mantra, of course. And Gopal Kumar is chanting this mantra and then he's traversing through the various planetary systems all the way, of course, to the spiritual world, ultimately. And he meets his spiritual master in various places, in Jagannath Puri and other places like that. But Krishna actually directly became his spiritual master. Or Krishna may send a pure devotee. Now, like in the case of Prabhupada, Prabhupada said that Krishna told him to go down and write some books. Or Radharani may send you, not you, but not me, but, you know, send a pure devotee. Just like the case of Gopal Kumar, once he reached the spiritual world, Radharani called for him and said, hey, come here. Not exactly like that. I'm not going to try to imitate Radharani. And she said, come here, I have a mission for you. He said, there's this Mathura Brahmin who was my devotee. And actually, he wasn't directly Radharani's devotee. He was a devotee of Durga, an expansion of Radharani. But still, Radharani is so merciful. Tapta Kanchana Gauranga Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Just like we had her appearance day. She's so merciful. She's more merciful than Krishna. We say Krishna is an ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu. So Radharani is, I mean, who can say what is the extent of her mercy? Even Krishna, when he takes her mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes merciful, more merciful than ordinary. He becomes just like giving out free love of God to everybody. Doesn't matter. Dina hina yata chilo harinam udarilo. So Gopa Kumar was told by Radharani, you come down and there's this devotee of mine, a Mathura Brahmin, and you make him Krishna conscious. Do whatever you have to do. And so his method of making him Krishna conscious was to tell how I came to Krishna conscious, not me, but you know, how he came to Krishna consciousness. He said, my dear Mathura Brahmin, here's how I became a devotee. And he told his life story. And then even after he told his life story, Mathura Brahmin still hadn't achieved complete perfection, so he touched him, he blessed him. And then all of a sudden the Mathura Brahmin realized that he was a coward boy, and then they saw Krishna. Nice story, isn't it? Vidhat Bhagavatamrita. So that's how an Uttamadhikari comes down and acts like a Madhyamadhikari, because of the Lord's order and because of his own impelling compassion for others. That he gets a telephone call from Krishna. Time to preach Krishna consciousness. Is that Krishna calling? What would you want? Turn off your mobile phone. So anyway, talking about the topic is, you know, how do we cooperate? So we're not going to talk so much about Uttama Adhikaris because they naturally cooperate. So if one finds themselves, let's say, not liking other Vaishnavas or not liking any living entity, then we can understand the Kanishtha Adhikaris. Because a Madhyama Adhikari sees Krishna in everyone's heart. How can I not like you? Yastu sarvani bhutani atmane bhanupashatu sarva bhuteshu chatmanam atato navigigupshate, as the Upanishad states. That one who sees Krishna, everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. He doesn't hate anyone or anything. So that's where cooperation arises, when you come to the Madhyamadhikari platform. In other words, you see not only Krishna in everyone's heart, but you understand that everybody is a living entity with feelings. See, oftentimes when we develop enemies, you know, we don't cooperate with each other, we don't consider the other person as a person. How do we do that? We put a label on them. He's just a nonsense. He's just fallen, you know, whatever. I mean, we have so many different nice, wonderful labels for people. But we don't understand that every living entity, in addition to being part and parcel of Krishna, has feelings, has needs, is sincere, at least the devotees are sincere in Krishna consciousness. And so we're still thinking me, me, me. We're still at the position of Atmavatmanyate Jagat. Everybody understands what Atmavatmanyate Jagat means? Some of you understand. That means we think he's acting in a certain way because I know, because I would act in a certain way if I was in that position. Projecting, it's called projection. That you're projecting your own mentality upon others instead of feeling compassion and love for others. So that means we're still on the Kanishtha platform, which means we're almost devotees. We're almost devotees. Vaishnava Praya. And actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very heavy statement about almost devotees. He said they're like worms in stool. Ooh. So that, because he was referring to Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle. Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were actually serving the Vaishnavas in many ways. And of course they wouldn't let poor Raghunath escape. Poor Raghunath, he tried to escape so many times. And when he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda through this Panihati festival, I think most of you know that, then he was finally able to escape from his home. And then when he finally met Lord Chaitanya, he said, your father and uncle are like worms in stool. And that wasn't simply, it had a meaning to it. It wasn't simply, you know, oh, they're rascals. But the reason that example was given is that when you have a worm that's in a stool, or in a flower, not in a stool, but then you take the worm out, it just jumps back in. That's Kanishtadikar, materialistic devotee. So how do we, the question is, how do we get to a higher platform than Kanishtadikar? Because basically most of us do have aspirations for material enjoyment. You know, we've heard so much, the material world is miserable, okay, very nice. Birth, death, disease, and old age take place, very nice. Very nice, but let me enjoy my senses. So, you know, just, huh? It's like, it's called hypocrisy in my book. But so anyways, so we have these all these aspirations materially, even in spite of knowing the philosophy. So how do we come to the Madhyama platform? That requires functioning on the intelligence platform. Because a Madhyama Adhikari may not be free of material desires, and isn't usually. But he has a very strong intelligence. Vyavasayatma Gabudhi Reke Kurunandana. In other words, he's one pointed. He knows. How does he know? He reads the scriptures. You know, he reads the books. Like Prabhupada said, if someone doesn't read his books, they'll go away. Why did Prabhupada say that? Prabhupada said that because you have to make your intelligence very strong to understand when it is just the mind talking and when it is the super soul talking. You know, many times we talk to Christians and we say, yes, you surrender to Jesus Christ. Jesus is, and they say, well, Jesus is speaking to me in the heart. And I said, did he tell you to go to that bar? And, you know, and they say, well, he's allowing me to go. I said, how do you know? Because he's speaking to me in the heart. So everybody's having Jesus, you know, or God speak to them in the heart. And he appears to be giving contradictory instructions to everybody. Yeah. You know, someone gives one instruction, another instruction. I'm thinking, you know, boy, this God is pretty confused. The reason being that people, yes, God is in the heart. And for those who worship Jesus, you know, I guess we can say he's in the heart. But they're hearing their mind instead. Manashashtani Indriyani Prakritistani Karshati. So they're hearing their mind. And they're thinking it's God. And many devotees think like that, too. I've seen, it's not only a Krishna thing, it's actually, you know, in the Hare Krishna movement, I say, yeah, Krishna wants me to do that. Huh? You know, some person said, Krishna wants me to make money by investing in gold, okay, or in the stock market. And then they lose everything. I said, well, Krishna, Krishna wasn't a good stockbroker. But anyway, so we have all these ideas of what Krishna wants us to do. Or, you know, Krishna's giving us direction. Yes, Krishna is giving us direction in the heart. But you can't, I can't, most of us can't distinguish between what Krishna is saying and what our mind is coming up with being influenced by the three modes of material nature. So the way to overcome that, I mean, let's take an example of someone who was very advanced and he thought he heard what Krishna was saying and then he basically blooped. The example is Bharat Maharaj. He was outside of the association of devotees. And as a result, his mind told him, let's take care of this little baby deer, give all my heart and love to the baby deer. And as a result, guess what? What do they say? Doe, a deer, a female deer. You know that song? So, I don't know if he became a female deer or a male deer. I don't really know. It's not mentioned. But anyway, so, as a result, because he didn't keep the association devotees, didn't function on the intelligence platform, he deviated. So we have to make our intelligence very strong. And that has to be based on the Shastras, based on Prabhupada's direction. And then we can function on the platform, and then we cooperate with each other. Really, because that's Prabhupada's desire, that we cooperate with each other. But, you know, it's not that I cooperate with you, but I don't want to cooperate with you because you agitate me. You know, we have all these feelings. Feelings are all right. But we have to rise above these things, be transcendental to the mind. And the mind, as we know in the Bhagavad Gita, is the best friend and the worst enemy of all of us. And so that's how we do it. And then once we come to the Madhyama platform, we're actually devotees. We're not just Vaishnava, almost devotees. we're real devotees at that point. And then we don't deviate from devotional service once we come to that platform and are very careful and remain in that platform and constantly cultivate the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Then we can fulfill Prabhupada's desire of cooperation. Then we can actually love each other. Then we can actually engage in Vaishnava Seva. And then we can realize ultimately Krishna and come ultimately to the platform of Uttama Adhikari, which is the goal. You know, the goal is Krishna Prema, isn't it? So, on that happy note, enough philosophy for tonight. So, anybody have any questions? Or comments about anything I said? Because, you know, it's easy to say, let's cooperate, but it has to be based upon Krishna conscious knowledge and the intelligence platform. And good chanting, too. Without offenses. So, no questions or comments? Yes.
How did it go? Whether my stuff or whether intelligence?
We have the Shastras. We should be so much versed in Shastras that we can actually Shastra Chakshu, see through the eyes of Shastras. And then we have the Association of Devotees, which I mentioned in the story of Bharat Maharaj. Because we should check with other devotees. None of us is so advanced that we should avoid talking to other devotees and consulting with other devotees. Pride goes before the fall. So we should always talk, and that protects us. The devotee will say, present things from different angles of vision, and with our intelligence, we can control things so we're not subjected to the mind. We get in trouble so many times by following the mind in Krishna consciousness, by what we think Krishna wants. Many times. I'm sure we can ask everybody for their individual stories, but we're not going to do that. So, what do we know? Do you have a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Will we ever see a day of peace in this world?
No. This is the material world. Welcome to it. You know, it's not that one day we'll all be chanting the world Kumbaya. When Krishna was present, was there much peace?
No.
When Ram was present, was there much peace? I mean, I don't ever remember in world history. I mean, I guess in the Satya Yuga, everyone was pretty peaceful. But I don't think we're going to see that. You know, peace in our time, as they say. Because the material world, everyone has these desires in the material world. They came into the material world for a particular purpose. We're all criminals. I mean, it's like saying, when in the prison, are you ever going to see, like, peace or let's say, honest people? Huh? Not really. Because that's why we're here. Or in the hospital, is everyone going to be well in the hospital? What do you think? Never. Prabhupada said, the more hospitals you open up, there'll be more sick people. They'll fill up. I mean, that's what a hospital is. I mean, sometimes devotees ask me, why is there so much problems? I just got a letter from a devotee in Fiji and was listing all the problems in the Krishna conscious movement. One of my disciples, actually. there's about 20. I said, I mean, just reading it, I was ready to get depressed. But anyways. But then I thought, like Prabhupada said, that we're in a hospital. You got to expect people to be sick in a hospital. But the point is they're getting better. So we in the Krishna conscious movement, you got to expect conflicts from time, differences of opinion. I mean, like any society, there are going to be liberals and conservatives. We were talking about this today. But you respect unity and diversity. Prabhupada even said that when the GBC go to Mayapur every year to meet, they should discuss unity and diversity rather than trying to make everything one. You know, everyone has a different way of looking at things, even in the spiritual world. You know, there's differences of opinion sometimes, but it's based on Krishna in the spiritual world. But we should respect other people's differences of opinion. We should not demonize people. If someone wants to spread Krishna consciousness in a different way than me, that's fine, as long as they stick within, you know, the regulated principles. They shouldn't be like be offering herbal medicine to everybody. You know, or in Fiji, I mean, we'd get a lot more people in the temple if we had kava. Doesn't even come from Fiji, you know. So, but we advertise in the Suva temple, you know, wow, every Sunday feast, kava served to everybody. We'd have half the island there. Isn't it? You could say that's bridge preaching. But the problem is that we're never going to bring the people over the bridge if we do that. And we'll also cross over to the other side, too. So, but within Prabhupada's broad vision, and Prabhupada had a very broad vision for spreading Krishna consciousness. You know, purity is the force, books are the basis, utility is the principle, like that. Then if we stick to that, then we should respect different people's method of spreading Krishna consciousness. We can't impose, you know, one particular standard on everybody. And we should see in their hearts, people want to do the serve Prabhupada. I mean, it's like, for example, sometimes we go someplace and a little kid presents us with a picture of Krishna. And the picture obviously doesn't look too much like Krishna. Even sometimes the color of skin is the wrong color. But we like it. We appreciate it. Because what is the intention? The intention is to please Krishna. And so we should see, we should fan the spark of devotion in people's hearts. They do a little something, like a child does a little something. We say, oh, it's so nice. And it is nice. It's not a lie. So that's how we deal with the other devotees. It's so nice. I mean, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if a disciple distributed one book in a day, he would just praise that devotee. He said, you've done a wonderful job. Very appreciative. He didn't say, wow, only one book, you know, come on. Get off of it, you know, do something practical. But he would appreciate. So we should appreciate like that. The devotion that's in devotees' hearts. And they're all different. And it's very difficult sometimes in the movement because we have people from different ethnic, cultural backgrounds. And it's very hard to understand things sometimes. You know, in different cultural backgrounds. And so the Prabhupada said it's United Nations of the spiritual world. But we don't want to make it like the United Nations now. You know how the United Nations now is... It's a forum for fighting with each other. Yeah, too many flags. Like Prabhupada said, too many flags. Because we were driving around yesterday with a flag in our car. Yes, all blacks. You know? And then I was thinking of the fly-in Fijians. What about us? So we don't want to make it like the mundane United. We want to make a real United Nations. So we all work together. And we're different, that's all. We're different, and I appreciate your difference. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. If we were all like the clone army in the Star Wars series, it'd be very boring. Anyone seen the Star Wars series? No. You have. You know, this clone army? That would be very boring. Everyone would say, oh, they're all cooperating very nicely. But they're all a bunch of clones. What's the use of being a clone? Because Krishna wants us to be individual in the spiritual world. Like if you look at pictures in the spiritual world, everyone has a different skin color. You know, there's purple, green, yellow, maybe polka dots, I don't know what it is. A different hair color, and different eyes, and it's just nice, the variety. Different types of sari. I mean, it's just amazing, the variety. So it's we should relish the variety. You know, when people come to our temple, they should see people from all races and religions. That impresses people. Just working together. So, anyway. So, I guess it's time for prasadam.
Yeah. Cake cutting.
Oh, cake cutting. What's your birthday? Okay, cake cutting. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.